morning and welcome to episode 70 of the Smiles Podbean Past. The Smiles Podcast. Must be early because I've just messed that up. Today's subject is medical devices. And so, or smart medical devices to be giving its proper term. I must apologise for my voice, a little bit croaky. Think I might have a little bit of a cold in the throat. So perhaps talking about medical things is very important. We're living in a time where obviously COVID has hit us massively, and there is a need for dealing with patients on a massive scale in order not to overwhelm our NHS. And so there is a trend to actually look at devices that can enable patients to stay at home. At this time, I'm trying out a smartwatch provided by Wyvern Business Systems. I give them a shout out. It's iView Health and Wellbeing project. And this particular device tracks my blood pressure and my oxygen levels, and can send that data to a doctor's surgery or a medical professional if needed. At the moment, it's coming to help pupils maybe understand their dyslexia more and their anxiety levels by reading their heart rate, their blood pressure, and their oxygen levels. So the point is to enable doctors to better see trends. And so there are other devices, other companies working in this area as well. So the need is to be able to monitor patients remotely in the most accurate and safe ways as possible. The technology is improving all the time, and the methods are getting more surer. The benefits of having a smartwatch is that you don't have to remember to take your blood pressure or to actually record your data because it's being recorded all the time. Does this sound a little bit like Big Brother to you? Well, maybe it is a little bit like that, but with the goal of trying to maintain your health and also providing your early warning systems. As I take my readings, I understand a little bit more about how my body responds to stress, how my body can fluctuate, how there can be such spikes and lows, and the device will alert me if it gets to a dangerous level. You can recalibrate the device, and which I'd strongly recommend if you ever purchase or use one of these devices, that you recalibrate often, as that gives the best and more accurate results. So really, that's what I wanted to talk about on episode 70, Smart Watches for Medical Purposes. So thank you for listening. It's been a while. In fact, the last Podbean was back in July. I'm sorry for the long gap. It's been a busy life, and certainly lots of things to consider. So as we re-engage in the coming weeks, please do listen to the Smiles Podbean Smiles Podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.